seventh seal means that the verse to the sixth seal has already been opened.
那我们就是从第六章第一节开始看情况，知道这些印的内容。
And if we read from chapter 6, verse 1 onwards, then we find the contents of the seals.
So, 天上应该是很热闹啊。
And it seems that there will be a very rowdy in the heavens.
因为在地面上有一些灾祸。
And because there's some disasters going on on earth.
啊，对信徒来说也是一种患难。
And to the believers, this is a tribulation.
啊，不管是政治因素、宗教因素，还是经济的因素。
Whether it's a political, religious, or economic persecution.
啊，也有很多的信徒啊被杀。
And there are many believers who are killed.
那到了第七印的时候。
And when we come to the seventh seal.
啊，天上突然寂静下来。
There was a sudden silence in heaven.
好像很安静的样子。
It seems like it was very quiet.
那这个时间呢，约有两刻。
And this lasted for about half an hour.
那两刻呢，当然以人的时间来算呢，一刻等于十五分钟啊。
And this one period of time here, talk is about 15 minutes.
啊，所以有的英文圣经就说天上寂静大约有三十分钟。
And so the English Bible says it was silent for half an hour.
啊，当时以人的时间来换算。
And if we translate this into our time,
但是这两刻呢是神的时间，不是人的时间。
But this two periods of time is actually the time of God, not man's time.
那神的时间的话，这个就很难说到底是有多长。
And if this is God's time, then it's hard for us to say how long this was.
我们看当时在利未记啊提到七个节期。
And we see in Leviticus it talks about the seven feasts.
那神怎么说这个七个节期呢？
And how does God talk about these seven feasts?
啊，他说这是神的节期。
And he says these are the feasts of God.
那照理来说啊，这些犹太人的节期啊的规矩已经过去了。
And logically the feast of the Jewish culture will have passed.
啊，就是到现在犹太人他们也不完全遵守七个节期啊。
And even the Jewish people today do not follow the seven feasts.
啊，只是现在只是一个象征意义的遵守一些节期。
And to them, these feasts are only a formality.
啊，既然是说神的节期
，If we talk about God's feast,
那么就是多长我们不知道啊。
Then we don't know how long it will last.
啊，这个多长就是到了现在，神已经把它转换成为另外一种形式的节期。
And until now, God has already transformed this into another form.
所以节期事实上呢还是有效的。
And so the feasts are still valid today.
我们现在还在遵守节期啊。
And we're still observing these feasts today.
但只是这些节期啊，都已经成就在主耶稣基督的身上。
But these feasts have already been fulfilled in Christ.
所以保罗他在哥林多前书说，耶稣基督啊，就是我们的逾越节。
And so Paul said in 1 Corinthians that the Lord Jesus is our Passover.
所以当我们在执行圣礼的时候
，and so when we're holding the sacraments，
啊，尤其这个圣餐礼啊
，especially the Holy Communion，
啊，这个是跟逾越节有关系。
This has to do with the Passover。
所以神的节期现在还是有效的。
And so the feast of the Lord is still valid today。
啊，在某一种程度上意义来说
，in a certain aspect from a certain perspective，
那一样当圣经说这个两刻
，and so when the Bible talks about these two。Two periods of time.
那我们不要把它想成说两个就是三十分钟啊。
We shouldn't think that these two period means 30 minutes.
因为按照中文的字面，一刻就是十五分钟。
And in Chinese, one period means 15 minutes.
啊，只要是以人的看法，那三十分钟早就过去了。
And if we see it from the perspective of man, these 30 minutes have already passed.
哎，可是还没。
It has not.
所以我们就知道这两刻呢是神的时间，不是人的时间。
And so we know that this is referring to God's time, not man's time.
所以我们就不需要去猜说这个到底是多久。
And so we don't need to speculate on how long this was.
那神的时间也可能这个就一直延长到现在的。
And God's time may have persisted until now.
啊，两刻就是从约翰写书信的时期一直到现在。
And these two periods of time may be from the time John wrote the book until now.
那天上寂静有这个时间。
And it was silent in heaven for this period of time.
那这个时间寂静到底是发生什么事情？
And during the silence, what happened?
因为这个时间呢，很多犹太人，很多早期的那些古圣徒，犹太人他们说认为啊。
And many of the saints of old believed.
这个时间真的是很安静。
That during this period of time was truly silent.
啊，那为什么很安静呢？
And why is it silent?
我们看圣经一些记载啊，就可以来理解。
Then we can understand from some of the recording in the Bible.
啊，请看西番雅书的第一章十二节。
Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 12.
啊，小先知书哈。
It's in the minor prophets.
这个哈巴谷书的后边。
And it's behind Habakkuk.
这哈该书的前边啊，哈该书。
And before Haggai.
哈该书大家比较熟悉哈，该书的前面是西班牙书。
And before
Haggai 书前边啊。
Before Haggai is Zephaniah。
那西班牙书第一章的十二节。
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 12。
十二节，那时我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷，我必惩罚那些如酒在杂族上澄清的，他们心里说啊。神必不降福，也不降祸，就是很安静啊，什么动作都没有，也不降福，也不降祸。
And here is very quiet. There will be neither good or bad.
好像是很和平。
It seems very peaceful.
没什么事发生。
Nothing is happening.
你做好事呢，也是照常过日子；你做坏事情，也是照常过日子。
Whether you do good or bad, you will continue to live.
没有惩罚，也没有奖赏。
There is no punishment or reward.
啊，所以有的人说，以为说，哎，好像，神到底是在哪里呀？
And people may question where God is.
因为神好像突然之间呢就安静的。
It seems like the Lord is suddenly silent.
也不降福，也不降祸。
He does not send down punishment or reward.
那圣经说要惩罚这种心态的人呢？
And the Bible says it will punish those who are complacent.
因为他们内心呢以为啊，我目前就已经够了，不需要再拜神了。
Because they may feel that it is enough what they're doing now, they don't need to worship God.
因为拜神不拜神对我来说已经没有什么意义。
And because to them, there's no longer meaning in worshiping or not worshiping.
我们现在很多人就是这种想法。
And so many of us are like this today.
这安逸无虑的人有祸了。
And those who are complacent are cursed.
因为按照英文的圣经记载，就是说这些很满足于现状的人啊，有祸的。
And it says, woe to those who are complacent.
他不想追求进步。
They do not seek improvement.
那为什么不想追求进步
？Why do they not seek improvement?
因为没有这种动力啊。
Because they don't have the motivation.
那动力的来源在哪里
？And where did motivation come from?
就要遵守神律法的人有福了。
Is from blessed are all those who obey the commandments of God.
那谁想不希望得到福气呀？
And who would not like to receive blessing?
都想要啊。
Every one of us wants to.
那想要的话，就要去遵守神的规定。
If you want to, then you need to observe God's commands.
啊，就要去爱神爱人呐。
To love man and love God.
可是这些人已经失去了这种动力。
But these people have lost this motivation.
因为他们觉得不降福也不降祸。
Because they feel that it is neither good or bad.
因为天上已经寂静了。
And because the heaven is silent.
啊，天下无大事。
And there's nothing happening in the world.
我们再继续看阿摩斯书。
And let's turn to Amos.
啊，再往前看啊，阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
也就是约拿书的前边，在前面啊，约拿书是俄巴底亚书，俄巴底亚书的前边是阿摩斯书。
And it's two books before Amos, or before
Jonah. 那阿摩斯书第六章的第一节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 1.
阿摩斯书第六章第一节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 1.
国为列国之首，人为最著名的，且为以色列全家所归向的，在锡安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的人有祸了。第二节
，verse two，
那你们要过到贾尼查看，往那里啊，从那里往大城哈马去，要下到非利士人的加特，看那些国比你们国的还比你们的国还强吗？境界比你们的境界还宽吗？第三节
，verse three，
你们以为降祸的日子还远呢？哈，以为降祸的日子还远，坐在你们的境界坐在位上进行强暴。第四节
，verse four，
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在榻上吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节
，verse five，
弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。第六节
，verse six，
以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。所以这种人呢，就是不为着明天着想啊。
And these are the people who do not think about tomorrow.
他就是今天满足安逸就好了。
And they are satisfying and enjoying the pleasures today.
不为着明天而准备。
They don't prepare for tomorrow.
不为着约瑟的苦难而担忧。
And they do not grieve over the ruins of Joseph.
当然，约瑟的苦难就是给我们一个动力啊。
And the ruins of Joseph is our motivation.
苦难那就是想办法让他不要苦了。
And we will try to rescue ourselves from the ruins.
要从里头走出来啊。
We need to walk out from it.
要做有所行动。
He needs to have actions.
可是这些人就是不动啊。
But these people are not doing anything.
他们以为降祸的日子还远呢。
They feel that the day of evil is still far.
所以就不需要准备什么。
So they don't need to prepare anything.
他们以为现在还不是时候啊。
They don't feel that this is the time yet.
他们以为天上还很安静。
They feel that there's still a silence in heaven.
我们看那个要吹号哈，七支号，还有七碗那个灾祸都还没来临呢。
We see that the war of the seven trumpets and the seven bowls have not come down yet.
所以他们以为啊，这一段时间啊，我们可以不用做什么。
So they feel that during this period of time, they don't need to do anything.
因为天上啊，什么动作都没有，天上很寂静。
Because there's nothing happening in heaven, it is silent.
所以我们来看神在这一段时间到底在做什么。
And so let's see what God is doing during this time.
所以上次我们提到研究启示录就是要了解神的心意啊。
And we talked about last time that we studied the book of Revelation to understand God's will.
说天上极静两刻这段时间，神的心意，神到底是在想什么
？And during this two period of time where the heaven is silent, what is God thinking?
我们现在看启示录的第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
第六章就是揭开第一印、第二印、第三印。
And chapter 6 is opening the first, second, and third seals.
那第六印啊，就是天体啊，已经产生混乱了。
And in the sixth seal, there is already chaos in heaven.
其实这个天体混乱呢，重心掉下来哈，那这个是人类就很难生存了。
And when the stars from the sky fell to earth, it was difficult for man to survive.
所以第十七节哈，
so in verse 17,
六章十七节。所以，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能够担当得住呢
？And for the great day of wrath has come, who can stand?
就是神的愤怒啊
！And this is the wrath of God.
到灾难大灾难来临的时候
，When this great wrath has come,
那圣经所记载的以色列全家都要得救。
It records that the house of Israel will be saved.
所以审判是从以色列家开始的。
And so the judgment will begin with the house of Israel.
因此就进入到第七章第一节。
And we enter into chapter 7, verse 1.
说以色列有十二个支派。
And it says that there's 12 tribes within Israel.
受印的数目有十四万四千人。
And there are 144,000 who are sealed.
当然我们就暂时啊不需要去理会这个十四万四千人是实际上的十四万四千人还是一个象征的数目。
And we don't need to be mindful of this 144,000, whether it's an actual number or a symbolic number.
因为圣经告诉很明显的告诉我们啊，以色列全家要得救。
Because the Bible clearly tells us the whole house of Israel will be saved.
审判是从神的家开始的。
And the judgment will begin with the house of God.
所以以色列人他们全家得救了。
And so the whole house of Israel will be saved.
再来呢，第九节。
In verse 9.
此后啊，第七章第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
此后我要观看有许多的人没有能够数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊的面前，身穿的白衣。
And after I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne in the front of the lamp, and they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches.
说这些是外邦人啊。
And these are the Gentiles.
说也就是外邦人得救。
And the Gentiles will be saved.
那圣经保罗也告诉我们。
And the Bible and Paul tells us.
等到外邦人的数目填满了的时候。
When the number of Gentiles has been fulfilled.
以色列全家都要得救。
Then the house of Israel will be saved.
所以七章的第九节，也就是以色列的这个外邦的数目全部满了。
In chapter 7, verse 9, it says that the number of Gentiles has been fulfilled.
因为没有人能够数得过来啊。
But because no one can count.
可能是超过十四万四千个。
And it could be more than 144,000.
因为他们是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的人呢。
Because they come from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
每种的肤色都有。
And they have all kinds of skin colors.
语言的人都有。
All kinds of languages.
甚至那个语言的名称，可能我们没有听过的都有了。
We may not even heard of the language they speak.
好，所以这两族哈， 犹太人，也就是他们以色列人跟外邦人两族两位新旧位的人，都在一起的。
And so the Israelites and the Gentiles, the representing the Old and New Testament, they will come together.
那都在一起，就表示说神的救恩已经实现了。
And when they come together, then that means the salvation of God has been fulfilled.
也就是说，救恩的门已经关了。
And that means the door of salvation is closed.
那救恩的门已经关了，就是代表救恩在地面上结束了，要告一个段落了。
And that means that salvation on earth has concluded.
所以我就要进行下个步骤了。
And so in order to take the next step,
那天上已经有两刻。
That the heaven was quiet for two periods.
那事实上是不需要寂静的，要马上进行啊。
And in the reality, they don't need to be silent. They could go on directly to the next step.
那既然救恩的工作已经在地面上结束了
，And since the work of salvation has already concluded on earth,
那救恩的门已经关了
，And the door of salvation has been closed.
就再来做最后的清理啊。
Then they're doing the final cleanup.
所有七字号
，And all the
七字号。Trumpet.
In the seven trumpets.
啊，就是最后的清理的。
And that is the final cleanup.
啊，一号叫七碗。
And then there's the seven bowls.
那为什么有寂静，又有两刻
？And why is it silent for two periods?
这两刻神的想法是怎么样
？And what is God thinking during this period?
从这两刻做，我们就可以了解神的心意是很深的。
And we can see from this that God is thinking very deeply.
神的爱是。多么的长阔高深
！And that how wide, deep, and high is the love of God.
虽然是按照他的计划，救恩已经结束了。
Although according to his plan, the salvation has already concluded.
该悔改的人都悔改了。
Those who need to repent has repented.
该得救的人都得救了。
Those who are to be saved have been saved.
那地面上还有一些不想得救的人呢
？And there are still some who do not want to be saved.
不愿意悔改的人。
Those who do not want to repent.
可是神还在天上在等着。
But God is still waiting in heaven.
这两刻就在等的时间呢。
And this two period is a time of waiting.
神还不愿意放弃。
And God does not want to give up yet.
还在等着大家能够归向他。
He's still waiting for people to return to him.
所以有的人说啊，神好像很不公平啊。
And so some people may say God is not fair.
怎么不给他们机会
？Why does he not give them a chance?
哪里没有？
How did he not?
应该是结束了，门都已经关了啦。
And supposedly it's already concluded and the door has been closed.
你要申请大学的那个截止日都已经过了。
And the time for you to apply has already passed.
学校还说啊，特别为你而开，说好，那等你呀。
But if they extend the deadline and say that we'll wait for you.
你说那个学校没有慈悲吗
？Can you say that they do not have mercy?
非常有慈悲的。
Of course they have great mercy.
为着那个人还在开着。
That they still leave the door open for one person.
所以神现在这个时候还在等待啊。
And so at this time, God is still waiting.
他可以就马上进行七字号。
And he could immediately execute the seven trumpets.
来做最后的总清理啊，把这个天地结束了。
And to do the final cleanup to end the heaven and earth.
可是他仍然等着。
But he's still waiting.
我们请看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书第九章。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
以西结书第九章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
九章三节。以色列神的荣耀本在基督伯上，现今呢，从那里升到殿的门槛。神将那身穿细麻衣、腰间带着黑墨盒子的人招来，因为当时连那些长老哈都在拜偶像了，以色列的长老也在拜偶像。
At that time, even the elders of Israel were worshiping idols.
所以你看神那个心啊，多么的伤心呢
？And you could see how hurt God was.
因为神是非常圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
现在圣殿里头还在拜偶像啊。
Now they are worshiping idols in the temple.
神怎么能够住在那里呀
？And how can God live here？
所以他就离开了。
And so he left。
他就离开，从那里，从基利伯，基利伯是代表神的临在的地方啊。
And from cherubim, it represents where the spirit of God was。
慢慢很不舍的，慢慢很不舍的就离开，停到殿的门槛那里。
And he slowly moved to the threshold of the temple。
不愿意离开的，还在门口看一看呢。
And he is about to leave, but he still stood at the threshold.
再请看第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
第十章十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 18。
神的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基利伯以上。十九节。
Verse 19。
基利伯出去的时候，就展开翅膀，在我眼前离开地上。轮也生在他们的旁边，就停在神殿的东门口，在他们以上有神荣耀，有以色列神的荣耀。
In verse 18, then the glory of the Lord departed from over the threshold of the temple and stopped above the cherubim. Verse 19, while I watched the cherubim spread their wings and rose from the ground, as they went, the wheels went with them. They stopped at the entrance to the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them.
So we can see the Spirit of the Lord
You can see the Spirit of the Lord is departing slowly.
And then later, he stopped at the entrance to the east gate of the Lord's house.
And then it stopped later to the mountains.
我们看神的灵是有多么的不舍，他不愿意离开自己的圣殿呢。
You can see how unwilling the glory of the Spirit of the Lord is to depart from the temple.
后来圣殿变成一个庙，神同在的建筑物。
And then later the temple became a building which God did not dwell.
后来就任外邦人践踏。
And then it was destroyed by the Gentiles.
我们看神是多么的不舍。
And we see how unwilling God was for this to happen.
So 神也很不愿意放弃机会。
And we see that God was unwilling to forsake or give up this opportunity.
再等待看看。
And he wanted to wait and see for a little bit.
看看还没有人愿意悔改。
To see whether or not someone is willing to repent.
So 神也暂时离开耶稣基督。
And so God also departed from the Lord Jesus for a while.
天地就黑暗了。
And the heaven and earth darkened.
圣殿被外邦人践踏
，and the temple was destroyed by the Gentiles，
破坏
，and it was destroyed，
因为殿就是耶稣基督的身体呀
，and because the temple was the body of Christ，
所以耶稣的身体就任人呐把它钉在十字架上
，and so the body of Christ was nailed on the cross by man，
可见神有神的智慧
，and so we see God has His wisdom，
神就是用这个来拯救世界上的人
，and this is how God saved the people of the world。
所以圣所呢，就幔子啊，就从上到下裂为两半。
And so the veil to the holy of holy was torn in half.
从此啊，为我们打开一条又新又活的道路来。
And from this point on, it opened up a way for us.
就是我们今天的教会。
And that is the church today.
可是后来在十五世代的末期呢
，But in the latter part of the apostolic times,
教会又会慢慢堕落。
The church also slowly fell.
甚至也变成为魔鬼的住处。
And it became the dwelling place of Satan.
请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章的十三节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 13.
启示录第二章十三节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 13.
我知道您的居所就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人。安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候，你要坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。说当时别摩家的教会已经变成撒旦座位之处了。
And here it says the church in Pergamum was already where Satan has his throne.
所以有时候教会会变的。
And so sometimes the church will change.
要失去了真理。
It will lose the truth.
教会的妥协。
And the church will compromise.
然后就变成魔鬼的所在了。
And will become the dwelling place of Satan.
那这个不是神所愿意的。
And this is not something that God is willing to see happen.
所以当约翰写信给七间教会的时候。
And so when John wrote the letters to the seven churches.
一直提醒说要悔改。
It could continue to remind them to repent.
要悔改那个期间，也就是在天上寂静两个时刻的那个时间。
And the time for them to repent is the superior time where the heaven is silent.
所以神还在那里等待。
And so God is still waiting.
不愿意放弃最后的机会。
He is not willing to give up this last opportunity.
所以不能够得救的人，就不能在将来审判的时候，不能够抱怨神没有给他机会。
And so those who are not saved in the last days cannot complain that God did not give them opportunity.
神还给人最后的机会来悔改。
And God gave man the last opportunity to repent.
请看何西阿书第五章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 5.
何西阿书第五章的十五节。
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15.
十五节。 我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我面，他们在极难的时候必切切地寻找我。
And then I will go back to my place until they admit their guilt, and they will seek my face, and in their misery they will earnestly seek me.
所以神就回到他的地方。
And God will go back to his place.
啊，等待大家能够悔改。
And to wait for people to repent.
而且神愿意能悔改。
And because God is willing for man to repent.
以西结书所记载的神啊，不愿意人死亡。
And the God recorded in the book of Ezekiel do not wish for man to die.
所以现在就是那两刻的时候。
And so this, we are in this two period of time.
还在最后给大家一个机会。
That this is the last chance for us.
我们还活着就是机会啊。
When we're still living, then this is a chance.
所以我们不用问说这两刻到底是多长。
So we don't need to try to speculate how long this time is.
这是神的时间。
This is the time of God.
我们活着也是活在神的时间。
We are living in the time of God.
所以我们要趁着我们还活着的时候要。
And so we need to repent while we're still living.
啊，从我们内心来悔改。
And to repent from the bottom of our hearts.
我们的心是一定对的，我们的态度就会对，我们所作所为就会合乎神的心意。
And we have the correct mindset, then everything we do will be according to the will of God.
因为一般我们悔改啊，只是看看我们做些什么事情呢、啊、
？And oftentimes when we repent, we only look at what we have done.
好，其实我们也要想想我们想些什么事情。
But we also need to think about what have we thought about.
我们请看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
一百三十九篇的二十三节。
Psalm 139, verse 23.
二十三。
Verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。啊，你看这边不是说看过我的行为啊。
And here it doesn't say, look at my actions.
啊，看过我的心思，看过我的意念，我在想什么。
And to search my heart.
再来看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
看我在我里面有什么恶行没有。
To see if there's any offensive way in me.
哎，里面怎么会有恶行呢？
And why is it that, why would there be offensive way in me?
啊，恶行是一个不好的行动。
And the offensive way is not a good action.
那是外在的，大家都看得清楚的。
It should be external for people to see.
那可是他说在里面的恶行啊。
But it says offensive way in me.
因此我们假设没有做出来，但是心里的心思意念趋于这个邪恶的话，也是不好的。
And so if we have not done something bad, but we think bad things, then this is not good either.
所以要悔改的话，从我们心思意念呢开始悔改。
And so we need to repent from our heart.
我们心思意念是不是合乎神的心意，合乎神的旨意？
Is our mind and our thoughts according to the will of God?
是不是合乎圣经的教导？
Is it according to the teaching of the Bible?
那有些时候我们来聚会啊，就是要来查看看看。
And sometimes when we come to a sermon, it's for us to examine ourselves.
啊，是不是有什么需要改进的地方啊？
Is there anything that we need to improve upon?
所以神在等着我们悔改。
And so God is waiting for us to repent.
要神也在等着万人啊，不管是我们自己，还万人都能够悔改呀。
And God is also waiting for everyone to repent.
这虽然得救人都已经悔改了。
Although those who are saved have already repented.
神还是不愿意放弃机会。
But God is still not willing to give up the chance.
那请看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And he wants all men to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth.
所以他是愿意每一个人啊，全世界每一个人都能够悔改啊。
And he wants all men to repent.
所以有个弟兄经常问我。
So there's a brother who often asks me.
说我们教会人数为什么会那么少啊？
Why is it that we have so few people in our church?
那神为什么不感动大家都能够来信主
？Why doesn't God move everyone to come and believe？
那我们人数应该会很多啊。
Then we should have a lot of people。
因为圣经也是说他愿意万人都得救啊。
Because the Bible says he wants all men to be saved。
对啊，这是神的心意。
And this is the will of God。
但是人不愿意配合啊。
But man is not willing to cooperate。
啊，神从天上降下灾祸，让大家都能够警醒。
And God has sent the disasters from heaven, so we are all alert.
有机会让大家再重新思考看看这个信仰的问题。
And for everyone to continue to examine this thought of faith.
我们生活的目的在什么？
And what is the purpose of our life?
那有的人就想通，就赶快来教会啊。
And some people would think this through and come to church.
那赶快悔改信耶稣啊。
And they repent and believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是对某些人来说，
but to some people.
就是死人哈，从死里复活，他也是不相信的。
And even if the dead arise from their grave, they will not believe.
因为他是不愿意领受啊。
Because they're not willing to receive.
那这些人呢，神还是在等着他们。
But God is still waiting for these people.
所以神还没有，神就没有马上啊，请七个天使吹七支号。
And so God did not immediately allow the angels to blow the seven trumpets.
还在等那些能够悔改。
And he's still waiting for these people to repent.
因为这是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
那挪亚当时啊，造一只方舟啊。
And at that time, Noah built the ark.
那就是神要他们一家的人哈，都能够进入方舟里头。
And God wanted his whole family to enter into the ark.
因为洪水马上就要来临了。
Because a flood is coming.
那洪水来临以前。
And before the flood came.
洪水来的时候是很浩大的。
And the flood came, and it was a great event.
我们看那个下雨量，那个雨一定下得很大。
We can imagine that the rain must have fallen greatly.
想想我们外面只要是下大雨的话
，If we think about if it rains outside,
那我们一定知道是下大雨。
We know that it is raining.
那雨点很大
，because the raindrops will be big.
那只要是下的毛毛细雨，可能外面下的毛毛细雨，我们也不清楚了。
If it's only drizzling, then we may not know.
可是下大雨的话，我们一定知道。
But if it's raining hard, then we will know.
所以当时洪水来的时候，那个情形也是每一个人都知道了。
And so when the flood came, everyone knew.
可是，在洪水来以前的七天呢，却是非常的宁静。
But the 7 days before the flood came, it was very quiet.
在这宁静的时刻，
And during this quiet time,
挪亚做什么
？What did Noah do?
好，我们先看。
Let's turn to
创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪。第七章
，Genesis chapter 7，
创世纪第七章
，Genesis chapter 7，
看第一节
，verse 1，
创世纪第七章的第一节
，Genesis chapter 7 verse 1，
神对挪亚说啊，你看你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中啊，我见你在我面前是义人。凡洁净的牲畜啊，你要带七公七母；不洁净的牲畜类啊，你要带一公一母。第三节，那空中飞鸟也要带七公七母，可以留种活在全地上。第四节，因为再过七天啊，再过七天哦，七天，我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。第五节，挪亚就遵着神所吩咐的行的啊，所以当时。神告诉挪亚说：“再过七天呢，啊，洪水就要来了。”
And God says, Noah, 7 days from now, I will send rain.
所以这七天呢，挪亚他就开始传异道啊。
And so, so the 7 days, Noah continued to preach.
也就告诉大家洪水要来了。
And to tell people that the rain is coming.
可是大家可能说：“哎，哪里？你看天上多晴天呢、啊。”
But people may say to him, "Look at the skies; it's clear."
天气都很好，哪有可能会下大雨呀、啊？洪水。
The weather is good. How could it be? How could there be great rain and flood?
那可能他们也没有这个体验，说下大雨是怎么样的现象
？And they may not have the experience of what it means to have rain.
因此，没有人看过。
And so no one has seen this.
没有人看过的东西，他们就不愿意来相信。
And since no one has seen it, then they do not want to believe it.
那只有挪亚的一家人啊，愿意相信。
And only the family of Noah was willing to believe.
所以经过七天以后
，So 7 days later.
好，第十节
，In verse 10.
那过了七天，洪水就泛滥在地上。
And after 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth.
那这七天，挪亚在做什么呢
？And what did Noah do during the 7 days?
好，请看彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章第五节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得后书第二章第五节
，Second Peter chapter 2 verse
5。第二章第五节，神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。说到底是传了多久
？And so how long did he preach？
啊，不是120天，是七天呢。
It's not for 120 days, but
因为那七天就是关键时期。
Because the 7 days were the critical moments.
也就是说，七天以前呢，这个方舟已经造好了。
That means that prior to this 7 days, the ark has been built.
救恩呢已经预备好了。
The salvation has been prepared.
好像主说在马太福音二十三章说的。
Just as what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 23.
有一个人要办婚宴的宴席。
And the person is holding a feast.
全部都准备好了才请人来啊。
And he only invited people to come after everything has been prepared.
说他们各样都已经齐备的。
He said everything has been prepared.
你们只管来。
Then all you need to do is come.
所以方舟盖好了以后才开始传义道啊。
And so only when the ark has been built, he starts to preach the righteousness.
方舟盖好了以后，神就吩咐挪亚说：“这些动物啊，你要带多少进去？”
And after the ark has been built, then God instructed Noah how many animals he must bring.
啊，你自己要进去呀。
And that he himself must also enter.
因为再过七天呢，洪水就要来了。
Because after 7 days, the flood will come.
啊，神总是留机会给人。
And God always leaves a chance for man.
想听的人一句话就够了的。
And if those who are willing to listen, you only need to tell them once.
那不想听的话，你再讲个七天七夜，他还是不相信。
And those who do not want to believe, it doesn't matter if you preach to them for 7 days and 7 nights.
所以这个时候，神沉默了。
And so at this time, God was silent.
他等着大家回来。
He's waiting for people to return.
当然，神的沉默也是一个很可怕的事情。
And the silence of the Lord is also very terrifying.
就好像夫妻吵架不说话的话，也是很可怕的。
Just as when a couple are arguing, if they become silent, then it's also terrifying.
我们总是希望啊，希望对方说话啦，怎么不说话
？We always wish for the other party to start to speak.
啊，保持沉默啊，是一个很可怕的抗议。
To keep silent, this is a terrifying protest.
大家都不好受。
And no one will feel good about this.
所以我们看大卫祷告。
And so we see the prayer of David.
他怎么求告神呢
？How did he pray to God?
他说：“神啊，求你不要静默无声呢。
”And he asked God not to be silent towards him.
这个静默无声是很可怕的一个情形。
And it's very terrifying if God is silent.
所以在天上寂静这两刻的时候
，And so when it was silent for these two periods，
我们就知道说大灾祸即将来临了。
Then we know that the great disaster is coming。
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5。
第五章的第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3。
第三节
，verse three，
人正在说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀他的妇人一样，他们绝不能够逃脱。
And while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
所以在另外一波的大灾难来临之前
，and so before the next wave of disaster comes，
啊，其实我们这些信主的人都已经得救了。
That those who believe have already been saved.
So we 可能不会碰到那一种的大灾难，那个七号所描写的那些灾难。
And so we may not encounter the disaster mentioned in the seven trumpets.
那些灾难就是为着啊不信主那个还不悔改的人，神怎么再给他机会？总是不悔改的人，甚至再给他们两刻的时间去悔改，还不悔改的人。
The seven trumpets for those who do not repent, even though God gave them this 2 period of silence.To repent.
啊，那些灾难是很可怕的。
And this disaster is very terrifying.
所以这里说人啊，正在说平安稳妥的时候。
And so here it says when people are saying peace and safety.
啊，灾难忽然临到。
The destruction will come upon them suddenly.
所以那两刻也就是平安稳妥的时候。
And so this 2 period is a time of peace and safety.
但是很多人呢、啊，就不愿意抓住这个机会。
But many people do not hold on to this opportunity.
所以两刻的时候过了。
And after this period has passed,
七十号就响了。
Then the seventh trumpet will sound.
七十号响了以后，就再没机会了。
And when the seventh trumpet sounds, then there's no more chances.
再怎么敲方舟的门都不会开的。
No matter how you knock on the door of the ark, it will not be opened.
哦，好像圣经所描写的当时的以扫哈，他出卖他长子的名分以后。
And just as when Esau sold his birthright.
他想要得到他父亲的祝福。
He wanted to receive the blessing from his father.
就得不着门路啊。
But he could not find a way.
就哭了。
Then he cried.
而且哭得非常厉害。
And he cried bitterly.
所以我们只要把握机会要悔改。
So we need to hold on to the opportunity to repent.
因为现在就是神给我们一个机会。
Because this is the chance that God has given to us.
那在这以前呢，可能有个假象的和平。
And prior to this, there may be an illusion of peace.
那我们也不要以为说时间还早。
Then we can't think that there's still time.
啊，正如圣经所说的，人正在说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到。
And here it says, when people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly.
那末世已经很临近了。
And the last days are near.
啊，现在比以前更近。
For now is it's closer than before.
他说愿大家都能够警醒。
And so we hope everyone can be alert.
啊，经常把这个事情放在心上。
And to put this in our hearts.
啊，随时准备主的再来。
That we can prepare for the coming of the Lord.
啊，再唱诗。
Sing him.
459首。
459.